This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has issued new COVID-19 guidelines that will allow people to be outdoors in crowded areas without wearing masks. The new guidance still calls for wearing masks indoors in crowded areas, as well as on buses, planes, and other public transportation. This news comes as the United States sees COVID-19 deaths at their lowest levels in 10 months. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Just 3 months ago, the nation was averaging more than 3,400 virus deaths a day. It's now around 600, the fewest since early July. Confirmed cases are averaging 38,000 daily, the lowest since mid-September. The drops come as nearly 59% of the nation's adults have received at least one vaccine dose, and about 45% are fully vaccinated. President Biden says he doesn't buy the stories that a significant number of people will refuse the shots.
I believe the vast majority of Americans are going to get vaccinated. That's the route we're going now.
Ohio is now offering chances at a $1 million lottery prize and college scholarships as incentives to get vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Canadian province of Quebec will no longer offer first doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine as of Thursday, but will offer second doses using current supplies and future deliveries, the province's health ministry said in a release. Several provinces made similar announcements Monday and Tuesday, with most citing concerns about supplies. The province of Ontario indicated, however, it was concerned about the risk of rare blood clots. Ontario also announcing they're going to extend their stay-at-home order for an additional 2 weeks to June 2nd. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron said Thursday he was not motivated by his own financial interest when he lobbied government on behalf of the now-collapsed supply chain finance firm Greensill Capital. Although Cameron's extensive lobbying efforts did not result in policy changes, they have raised questions about the extent to which former British leaders can or should use their status to try to influence government policy. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday Colonial Pipeline should be reaching full operational capacity right now, and he expects to see fuel normalcy this weekend. Colonial Pipeline began to slowly restart the nation's largest fuel pipeline network Wednesday after a ransomware attack shut the line, triggering fuel shortages and panic buying in the southeastern United States. In remarks, President Biden said today the FBI does not believe Vladimir Putin was involved in the attack.
We do not believe, I emphasize, we do not believe the Russian government was involved in this attack. But we do have strong reason to believe that the criminals who did the attack are living in Russia. That's where it came from. We're from Russia. We have been in direct communications with Moscow about the imperative for responsible countries to take decisive action against these ransomware networks.
U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai said Thursday that expired exclusions from Section 301 tariffs on Chinese goods will be addressed as part of the Biden administration's review of trade policy, an analysis where, quote, time is of the essence, end quote. In testimony to the House Ways and Means Committee, Tai said, quote, we welcome fair competition, but if China cannot or will not adapt to international rules and norms, we must level the playing field, end quote. Israel faced an escalating conflict on two fronts Thursday, scrambling to quell riots between Arabs and Jews on its own streets after days of exchanging deadly fire with Islamist militants in Gaza. Defense Minister Benny Gantz ordered a massive reinforcement of security forces to quell mob violence across the country, where police stations have been attacked and people savagely beaten on both sides. Despite global alarm and diplomatic efforts to halt the spiraling violence, hundreds of rockets again tore through the skies over the Gaza Strip overnight. Several airlines suspended services to the Jewish state Thursday amid global alarm and diplomatic efforts to halt that violence. They include Dutch airline KLM, British Airways, Virgin Airlines, Lufthansa, United, Delta, and American. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.